The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This is the key.
Welcome everyone to Tango Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave Arendt, aka Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening today. Today is Monday, March 21st, 2016. We have a live show for you today. So happy to do that for you. And before we get started, of course, as we always do, let's get the business at hand taken care of. Everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. I know you've heard us say it before, but please engage in this so that we can continue to have Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome everyone to Tango Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network.
Continue to engage in Black Talk Radio Network so it can grow. Tell your friends, tell your family members, tell everyone about it. Make monetary donations. Donate some of your cash. Donate some of your time. Donate some of your professional services. If you have any that could actually Black Talk Radio Network could use and some of the programs out of there, it's very important that we do this as a collective movement so that we can ensure that the things that we need, we can be properly fed those things and by our agenda based off of what it is that we need. You know, it's so important that we do that so that we can establish our own sense of self-determination, and that is key. In order to have a nation, in order to have a family, in order to be an individual that is living the way the great Creator God Almighty intended you to live, free and independent. So make sure we support Black Talk Radio Network, because the mainstream media is going to always be there as long as we continue to do what we've been doing. And that has not been the correct things in order to get us where we need to be. So at some point and at some time, we need to walk away from that and to get back in position so that our overall agenda will be adhered to by us and established by us. So everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Go and tell people about it. Schedule events that Black Talk Radio Network can be featured in some of the different shows that are programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Very, very important, because you're not going to find a lot of this information anywhere else. Look how much you've benefited from Black Talk Radio Network. And one of the things we have to ensure that it is always going to be there. And the only way it's going to be there, it's not going to be able to continue to be there the way it got here. It has to be momentumized by you. And without you, it won't be here. And so many of us always complain about the things that we no longer have and the things that are essential and important to us. But it's because people don't support it. So please support Black Talk Radio Network. And for all of you that have, sincerely thank you for supporting the network and allowing it to be in existence and growing, and everyone can participate in that. So with that being said, we know the importance of that. Now let's go to Tango Radio Show. Check us out on Facebook while you're there. Give us a like. Check out some of the articles that we have there. Make comments on them. And today, it's a very busy time for me. This week, I'm not quite sure if I'm going to be able to do any more shows just this week because I have some family obligations that I need to take care of, and looking forward to spending time. You know, it's spring break and everything else, and I need to spend time with the family, and I'm really, really looking forward to that, but there's a lot of business they got to take care of in between. But I don't think that I'm going to be able to. As a matter of fact, I know I'm not going to be able to, because I need to really, really take care of some family time things. So very, very important. You know, as your children get older, you need to really seed, and you really need to nurture those relationships, not because it's a responsibility, but mainly because it's out of love, and it's something that is able to recharge you for a lot of different reasons. So won't be able to come back on the rest of the week. I think Brother Davis will probably do a show, not too sure, on Wednesday. I will find out from Brother Davis, or Brother Davis or Sister Davis will probably call in sometime this week before that time comes around and let us know. But I know I won't be able to, looking forward to spring break. So with that being said, let's go to Tando Radio Show, see some of the articles we have posted there. I posted there this morning. This one comes from Bloomberg. And it says, Valent Goldman Sachs connection, a CFO schooled on Wall Street. With an impeccable Wall Street pedigree, 24 years at Goldman Sachs Group Incorporated, culminating in a top investment banking job, Howard Schleicher left for what? And that was the overall headline. Now, what I wanted to footnote on this was that this is the purge continues, more fraud being brought to light for the big cook-off. Basically, what happened at Valent, which is a pharmaceutical company, they have now just totally, they've been going down, their stock has been dropping, there's a lot of fraudulent activity that's going on. Basically, they've been cooking their books. And this is what happens on Wall Street all the time. And it's one of the reasons why I really don't engage in any Wall Street, the stock market at all, because all of those companies are fraudulent from the standpoint of their books. Their books are cooked. There's so much manipulation in all of the markets, but in particularly in that market, and I stay away from it because of that. But see, this is telling you and giving you some great clues and indications as what's coming. They're going to continue to bring you all of this fraudulent activity so that they can have the big fraud jump off, and where you will be victimized. It's already been stolen. The pension funds has already been stolen. And not only that, Congress has already legalized the pillaging and the theft of those pension funds. Why do you think that they would do that? Because they are going to do just that. Congress allowed for those things. They turned a bill into a law so that those things could happen, because they plan on executing that. Why? Because everything has already been stolen. You just didn't see the theft. Why haven't you seen the theft? Because everything that's in the stock market, the banks, and everything else is on a piece of paper known as a banking statement. That banking statement is just somebody, you might as well say your 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 3-year-old, scribbled on some paper and sent you something and said you have X amount of cash in the bank. You don't have that X amount of cash really in the bank. And then nowadays, if you try to take it out all at once, you can anticipate a call or a SDR, a special activities report, a SARS, to be waged against you, or even the police called to stop you and to detain you, or even arrest you and take you into custody. This is not something that, you know, it's so funny when we talk about these things, when we talked about these things before we had a Tando Radio Show, people would say, nah, that's not happening. That's a man. And these are always the same people that end up in the same Greece and Cyprus lines saying what happened and what's going on. They're telling you, prepare for this stuff. And I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't care when it's going to happen, because guess what? It has already happened. And they're starting to put these things in the place so that when they snatch everything, which they've already snatched it from. But see, the thing is that you think that everything is cool, and they're going to keep that going on as long as they possibly can, and as long as they want it to go that way. But at some point, you're going to know that everything is not cool, and it's going to be too late for you to make everything all right. And everyone that will be caught in that is going to be in for a rude awakening, and they are going to be in a very, very dangerous, dangerous situation. And their likelihood of surviving or getting through the next depression, the next greatest depression, or the depression that is going to really, really hinder people, the likelihood of them getting through it percentage-wise is going to be very, very slim. Slim to none. And that's because they've already stole what they promised to pay you. Because we gave blind faith in giving our life savings to the overall financial institutions in the financial markets with an expectation that they were going to follow through on their end of the deal. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. You're going to see some of the things, but check out this article that's there, and it's telling you everything what's going on. Next article. One second. Next article comes from MiniNewsMarketNews.com. And it says, this one was really an extension. I made a mistake and put the wrong one up. But this is very, very key to what's going on. Actually, what happened was the Fed chairman for San Francisco Fed said that they anticipate a rate hike in April of next month they anticipate a rate hike, and that's very, very key to what's going on, because this is going to continue to push for the dollar to lose its overall global standings. And what is going to happen with that is this is going to actually start the downfall of the economic system, the global banking system, the global financial system on its path. And it's definitely going to target the U.S., particularly in the Western banking cabal. It's basically the San Francisco Fed, Williams, will push for rate hikes as soon as April. Very, very telling. And this, along with other things that are going on, and remember, there was a former Dallas Fed that says everything is fraud within, basically is what he said, from the Fed standpoint, from the Federal Reserve standpoint. They tell you all these things because they want to set it up for their plausible deniability, where they're going to say, listen, they stole everything from you. They stole everything from you, just like Ballant was cooking their books and everything else, and all these other companies were cooking their books. They stole everything from you. We didn't steal it from you. And you know what? We're going to fight for you to make sure that this never happens again. And then they're going to give you the false hope of we're going to do clawbacks and get your pension backs and everything else. And that's just going to delay everything over. And while that's happening, they're going to say, what you need to do is you need to buy these bonds in order to have some form of the government giving you some form of the pension, because they stole not only from you, they stole from us. So we're going to have to bind together in order to get through this. And most people, because they don't know what the heck is going on in the world, will buy it. And once again, they will have blind faith in the very same system that just stole their life savings. And let me tell you something about energy. The energy that you once used years and years ago, you will never have that energy again, in that moment again. Yes, we are eternal beings, but you are not going back. You are not going back. Yesterday, that person that you had yesterday and last week, for all intents and purposes, that person is history that will never, ever come back again. But yes, you will live forever. But one of the things that this is, as you live through this life, you're learning some things that's going to carry you into eternity. And what you're learning now, in my opinion, what you're learning now definitely affects your harmonic energy for the future. Regardless of what man told you, man is just telling you things that you will just buy into their scheme and their scam, which is basically lies. When the truth is all around us, pay more attention to the truth instead of man's written lies, the laws, handwritten laws, bills that turn into laws, policies and procedures. All of these things are, for the most part, are based in all kinds of fraud and scams, especially at the highest levels of the organized crime. Organized crime is organized crime because it is sanctioned by government. It's not some old mafios that they told you from the mafia, from these families, from here and there and all of that. That's a very, very small part of it. Extremely small part of it. But there is no organizational crime like the governmental organizational crime, and there's nothing like that in the world. That is the organized crime against humanity. And they regulate themselves. How about that? Who allowed them to do that? We did. Foolishly, we did. And at some point in some time, I think it's time for us to grow up and put on our big girl pants and our big boy pants and start to live free and independent the way the great creator God Almighty intended us to live. So check out that article. Good one that's there. Next one comes from, I think this is from Reuters. Yes. Dreaded stealth supply becomes reality as U.S. drillers turn on. A dreaded scenario for the U.S. Oil bulls might just be becoming a reality. They are going to, the market is going to be continuously flooded with oil. Why? Because that's a strategical plan to bring collapse, economic collapse. The old saying, supply and demand. When there is a lot of supply, the prices do what? Go down. When there's a lot of demand and there's a little supply, the prices do what? They go up. They're going to continuously flood the market with oil because that is a sneaky, plausible way to get into global war. Because once countries start to, economies start to collapse and you start to starve them out, they all respond militarily. From history, and they trained us with this from the schools of obedience with their books of obedience, and they tell us lies about why different wars started. See, they continue to use the same tactics and procedures, the same MO, because they work. They always have worked, and they continue to work, and they're working now. And the next global nuclear war that's going to happen is going to be quite devastating. It is a time in which not only are they going to use the purge of the financial market, the purge of the geopolitical markets, and the purge of the military to actually depopulate the planet in order so that their position will be secure and safe in order to continue to rule by governance. Less people, less challenges to sovereignty. More people, a greater threat. This is why our young people are under attack in the way in which they're under attack. This is why we are having the cycles of the so-called booming of population and then the slowing of the population, because then after the slowing comes the initial, the design and initiated plans to depopulate as the population gets older. It's a perfect plan. It's a perfect plan for perfectly deceitful demons. But at some point in some time, we need to wake up to what's going on and take back our existence and define what freedom is all about not by what we write on a piece of paper, but by what you live with your energy. At some point and sometimes there are too many books of lies that are out. We need to stop reading all of the books and writing all of the books and start living the energy of freedom and living a way that is the creed of freedom. Not the creed of freedom, but the deeds of freedom and sovereignty and independence. Huge difference. That is the greatest writings of all, because then those can be passed down from a standpoint of energy from which you speak and teaching our young people so that they can carry on the legacies of culture of sustainability, independence, and sovereignty. We don't do that anymore. We haven't done that for a very long time. And as a matter of fact, if you really want to think about it here in America as what we know as our state of existence here in America, we haven't done that since they came here. And at some point in some time, we need to get back to the creed of living free. I'm sorry, the deeds of living free, not the creed. The creed is what you write. We need to stop writing, and we need to pass down to our children the sustainable, intrinsical knowledge that they can live by, live freely by, and sustain their lives in prosperity that they can pass on as a legacy to everyone else. Now you have culture. We need to walk away from the trends of our lives and start developing and living from our culture of life. We have no culture. No, we have no culture in this country. There are very few people on this planet that have culture. They lie to you about what culture is completely. And until we understand what culture really is, we're going to continue to live trends. And that is not where you really grow and prosper. That's where you enable someone else to grow and prosper. Ways and means. Your way of life provides for someone else's means of life. So this is all unfolding as we speak. Next article, real good one, comes from energynews.com. Local officials alarm, very sick animals washing ashore in Alaska. Fish breeding, fish bleeding. Let me see what this. Face bloody, entrails, entire bodies coming apart. Concerned Fukushima radiation affecting ocean life. No kidding. You didn't think so? Of course it is. But this article is telling because this is the progressive state that starts to happen before it gets to the larger animals and the larger living beings. That's what radiation does. As it starts to grow. And as we read on Friday, there is no such thing as healthy radiation. Because what it does, it affects, it is inherited to the next generation and the generations after that, where it starts to deteriorate the overall quality of life or the ability to have life. It's the perfect, perfect depopulation and soft kill program. Why is this so important? Because for some people, some people will be like, oh, well, no biggie, nothing I could do about it. And let me tell you, when everybody says nothing, there's nothing I can do about it, you heard those type of people say those things. Let me tell you why I never take that attitude, because I'm an eternal being. How I represent myself now here with my energy now is going to be how I start and continue when I make the great transformation into when I leave this physical form, which I'm not afraid of, looking forward to, and I think is one of the most beautiful things when it comes to life itself, from the time that you're actually born into the whole process to you have your birth. But your birth is not the beginning of your life, nor is your physical death the end of your life. Some man in a suit told you that crap so that you would be in fear and to live by the creed that they have set. But I do believe, and this is just my opinion, and one of the things I say I believe, because when you believe something, you don't know it. Because if you know something, then you don't have to believe anymore. But I do believe that how you live here with your physical life now and that energy now will carry on with you as you make the great transformation into the next stage of your eternal existence. And I want to not to be someone that just nonchalantly or have an ennui to being enslaved. Because I surely think that if you have just a common cavalier attitude to being a slave here, you're probably going to be caught up in a slave eternally also. At some point, at some time, you got to draw a line in the sand and say no more. Because the great creator God Almighty, from everything that I know, has never been wasteful. So that free will that you have and that ability to execute your free will and create life and everything else, as a slave, you're wasting it. But see, the key is not the deception that's wasting it, it's you. Because regardless of what any deception that man brings you, the great creator enabled you to discern the truth from a lie. Else you wouldn't be able to have a free will, nor would you be able to create life just from your speaking. So we need to take back. We need to have the universal living that's within us, the eternal universal living that's within us all. So check out this article. Very, very important. When we come back from our time off, we're definitely going to look at some of the things we need to be doing radiation wise to detox our body and to actually, fortify our immune system. You're going to see a lot of people starting to get all kinds of sicknesses all of a sudden. Everything that's already there, that's already in the body, that's there waiting, that's dormant in the body, is going to be triggered because of the radioactive isotopes that are bombarding and destroying our immune system. And you're going to see this to continue. Yes, there is technology to deal with Fukushima. Yes, there is technology to deal with all of this false technology or malevolent technology that man chooses to control other men with and enslave other men with. Yes, all of that can be defeated. And no, it's not a utopia. That is a real, you can have real prosperity in your own heaven here, in this physical form. But just like anything else, if you're never told that you could swim or taught how to swim, then if you fall into the ocean, you won't be able to tread water because you've never practiced. You've never been shown how to swim. And that is something that you need to be taught. And because we were originally born free, but since then that has changed. And the only thing that we've been taught is how to swim as a slave. So that's the way we tread water. That is how we navigate the obstacles and the problems that we have throughout life. As a trained slave. But there's a different way of life. And this is what is so important, that we understand that individually. And it starts with you just by giving energy of thought to it, to decide that you're not going to no longer participate in it. It doesn't matter what. Once you do that, you're moving towards being completely free because you're taking back your physical existence. It's against your free will. And then now you start to do things to invoke your free will. It's the most powerful thing. It's the greatest gift that's ever been given to us as a living being is the energy of our free will. And we need to execute this correctly. So we'll do a show on detoxing the body once we come back. Next article. This comes from, we're going to talk about this a little more in the show today. Next article comes from BCC.com, the BBC.com, Obama in Cuba at the start of a historical visit. President Obama arrives in Cuba for a historical visit, making a new chapter on the U.S.-Cuban relations. And we're going to talk about this. Let me tell you something. There's more to this than what's happening here. And I'm going to give you my opinion and what I think is happening here. And I would love to hear from you guys on what you think. There's a reason why there is now all of a sudden within the past year and a half, there's been a real push with Cuba. It's a reason for it, in my opinion. We're going to take a look at it. Next article comes from also the New York Times. Cuba packs the streets for a glimpse at President Obama. The president visits the first, the president's visit. Hold on a second. The first president to visit in Cuba in nearly 9 decades holds the potential to exercise, and I don't know what the rest of that is because it's cut off here, but this comes from the New York Times. I don't want to open up this article because we're going to talk about it a little bit later. Very, very telling. So we're going to talk about what's going on in Cuba and why this is, in my opinion, and what you need to be watching out for, and what this, to me, this signals something that's very, very prevalent that's going to go on throughout the world. Next article comes from UNZ.com. And it says, week 21 of the Russian military intervention in Syria, Putin announces a new strategy. Very, very cool teen article there. Check that one out. And we probably, I don't know if we will, but this is, has a lot to do with President Obama, or the CEO of the Corporation of America, being down in Cuba as we speak. Now, next one comes from Sputnik News. Mysterious behemoth, details of China's newest battleship revealed. China's newest battleship, currently known as the Type 055 guided missile destroyer, has been shrouded in mystery. So check out that article, really good one. Next article comes from Sputnik News also. It says German businesses call for the end of sanctions after 20 billion euro loss. Anti-Russian sanctions and Russian counter-sanctions need to be gradually removed to rebuild trust. And if you notice in this article, you see Volkswagen's business that's there. And I wrote in the commentary, notice what company is in the picture and why. Why Volkswagen? The Volkswagen is there because you remember there's a big lawsuit that the U.S. government is having against Volkswagen. You know why that is? It's because Volkswagen is doing business with China and Russia at the expense, and not only that, disobeying or not following suit with the American rhetoric. Volkswagen has been targeted for some of their emissions control. And let me tell you something about Volkswagen. The same thing that Volkswagen was doing, all of the car companies were doing. But Volkswagen was targeted because they started to do major business, particularly in China. And they want business with Russia. Germany is going to switch from the NATO nations and go to the BRIC nations. But this is all perpetual for the whole war. You know, if you know the history of Volkswagen, you would start all to see all of these things. But see, Volkswagen was targeted by the U.S. government because, and remember, I don't know if you guys remember, it was a couple of years back where Angela Merkel, the prime minister the chancellor, was upset with America because they were spying on the Germans. One of the reasons why is because the relationships that Russia and Germany are reestablishing is a threat to the overall American economic hegemony.
Brother Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scott.
Do you remember the story when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State and she instructed them diplomats to spy on other diplomats at the UN and to steal their personal information like emails, passwords, find out if they got any mistresses and stuff like that so that they could?
I sure do.
Okay. Yeah, that's what that sound like. Business as usual.
Business as usual. The very same person. Remember Hillary Clinton with this. See, what you're seeing is the overall Western banking and political purge. They're going to sacrifice. One of the things, when you make a deal with the devil, you lose your soul. They're going to sacrifice those Clintons because they're expendable. They just did what they were supposed to do, and they thought that they were really involved in some things. They're going to definitely get them and everybody else, because what are some of the things that she's going to be really faced with is her emails. From her emails, they've already disclosed some of it with Gaddafi, with the invasion of Libya. We came, we saw it, and we killed. See, they set everything up for the future to control you. And this is what As Scotty said, yes, they were spying on all of these diplomats, trying to get all the dirt on them. Why? Because they need position for in the future when things start to unravel. And this is what you're going to see. And Volkswagen was key in this whole thing because Volkswagen decided to do business, and they're doing major business in China. If you remember when the port and the third largest port in China was bombed, and I believe it was a tactical nuke that was used. If you look at all of the vehicles that were there, guess what you'll see? Every single one of them are a Volkswagen. Because it was a message to Germany. Go back, if anyone, you remember we talked about this, but do a little research. Go back to the major explosion that happened last year around August or July. I can't remember. I think it was in August, where it was basically, in my opinion, that was a tactical nuke that went off. But look at a couple of days later, look at all the vehicles, the charred and burnt out vehicles that are there. You're going to see nothing but Volkswagens because that was purposely done. And this is what you start to see where the silent wars are used with quiet weapons. And this is how it all grows. So check out that article, really telling there. Next, really good article. This one comes from, oh, shoot. Okay, cool. Thought I messed it up. Next, this one comes from Reasons.com. And my commentary, history repeating itself again, folks. The next PH is in the works, and that PH was Pearl Harbor. Here it is. The man Jagger Hoover blamed for Pearl Harbor. And I definitely want to come back to this later on today, but if I don't, we don't miss it. This is an article you really need to check out because what was happening here? Larry Fly, who was in charge of the FCC, did not want to give Hoover or the government the ability to spy on the everyday American citizen. And then once Pearl Harbor happened, that's who their scapegoat and who they wanted to blame for it all. Man, what are we seeing in the news now? Backdooring? They want to be able to break into everybody's iPhone and everything. And then there was some so-called rebuffing by another company, which is really a company that is a part of the overall institutions of things and been established by some of the real people that established that company. They tell you that it was one guy that they did a movie on and everything else and said what a great person he was, you know, and how he was a great wizard of everything and you know, his initials is SJ. But let me tell you something. That company that a lot of people have phones from, that company wasn't started really run or started or what the key figure was not that Steve Jobs. It was Paul Oppenheimer. And this is things, research it and you'll see who was on the board. Who was on the board? And if you look at it, why is that so important? Because the same families that have been doing things for years, same family that bought you the nuclear weapons of the world that were used against people in our current time. It wasn't the first time that nukes were ever used on this planet. There have been plenty of nuclear wars that have happened in the past. They call it the ancient past, but see, they hide all of this information from you so that you can think that where you are is the pinnacle of technology when you're nothing, when you're not even anywhere near what the capabilities of the past were. Because this is the overall ideology that they like to use. They like you to actually have an arrogance, and not only that, they want you to participate in idolatry. To think that you and the people that are have authority of you are the gods of the planet. From their standpoint of what they want to agendize for themselves. That's in their best interest. But believe me, the technology of today is nowhere near the technology of the past. It's all cyclical. It was all cyclical. When the World War II, when the U.S. dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, that was not the first time that a city had been nuked. not the first time. There's actual historical evidence for it to be happening, that it happened in India, it happened in the Middle East, and it happened in seven other places on the planet, because nuclear technology does something to the planet, the ground, particularly sand. It makes it glass. And that fusion of glass is evident in different parts of the world. And then when you test it, the radioactive isotopes from it tell you that it was done by nuclear technology. Nothing new under the sun. And you got to remember that statement that Solomon says, nothing new under the sun. Guess what? Not talking about Earth, because the Earth is not under the sun. It revolves around it. So very, very telling. So this article we're definitely going to try to take a look at. And I firmly believe the stage is being set. It's they're repeating it because people don't study history to order to be able to see the same deceitful tricks that the Wizard of Oz continues to play, because the Wizard of Oz only has one playbook, and that is to plan for hundreds and hundreds of years and to get people to only to live in a very, very small thought pattern of 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 2 weeks, or a month at the most. Then they're always at a disadvantage and a position where they can't really establish any form of prosperity, because they are so, their time, their movements are just temporal. So they have no legacy that they're establishing. They have no culture that they're massaging and nurturing and developing. Only thing that they do is live right now. Every being that is captured is just trying to live and survive in the moment. That's what they try to keep us at. And we willfully participate in that by how we act, how we live our lives displays that we only live in the moment. This is why everyone is so scared of dying. So afraid of dying that they never even learn to live. So I'm going to check this one out. Next article comes from thedailybeast.com. It says the black spies in a Confederate White House. Check out this article. I'm going to check this out a little bit later also. A really cool article. Next one comes from activistpost.com. This is very telling. This one comes from activists. Adult diapers are being outselling baby diapers. Adult diapers are about to outsell baby diapers. Is overpopulation a myth? Adult diapers are about to outsell baby diapers. This is the plan of depopulation. They're attacking our young people to do it. And that is going to be something that we need to stand against. If you look at the families of today and the families of the past, they were, had two parents and had each, and a lot of the families were very large. They had at least five children within that overall family. And that was a small family. Some families had 12, some had 15, some had nine. It was a lot of children. Why is that so important? If you have, and it's so funny, it's really, the math never lie. It's the people that put the data in that do. They try now to get people to have only one or two kids and what they try to do is have it where economically you can't afford it, because then they know that that is a part of the depopulation program. Because if you are a family, a husband and a wife, and all you have is two children, you are in a deep state of depopulation. Because you are not bringing in any new people. You are only holding and maintaining the population, and that population is declining. In order for you to have a real prosperity where you are actually populating well is when you have 7 to 8 people within the family when two parents do that. When you have 2 parents and 7 children, 5 children, now you are starting to move into repopulating the planet. Anything other than that, you're losing ground and you are in a state of depopulation. And this is the program that they have strategized and meticulously put into a place to where we say, oh, I don't want any children. Oh, I don't want no big family, this and that. And there's reasons why. Because they so control as slaves that we actually live the agenda that they want us to live. Very, very crucial. This is, once again, the trend. It's not culture. And we are losing our position because of it. And this is going to continue to happen. You're going to see this to continue to unfold. So now we're going to have more adult diapers than baby diapers. That tells you you are in a soft kill program against humanity. And, you know, some of us really don't really care about it. That's cool. But let me tell you something. You can ignore reality, but you'll never be able to ignore the consequences of it. Here or in the eternal life that you're going to be moving to, because you're going to take that same ennui to wherever you go in life. And one of the things we'll always find is that we will always have the same things happening to us. You know, one of the things about being free and independent is that it's liberating. You're like, wow, none of this stuff stresses me. None of this stuff moves me. I don't have to be upset. I don't have to be moody. I don't have to attack people. I don't have to be mean. I don't have to be a low frequency person. I see life in everything. Nothing fears me. I'm not worried about anything. I love everything because I change what's not necessary or needed. I change it first in me. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Ran over the commercial break, but we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump into the I think it's only a couple of more stories. Yeah, it's only 2-3 more, and then we're going to jump into today's show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit *61. I'll see you in queue and bring you up. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. That is brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketsliveinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern.
Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rent, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening today. And if you have any questions or comments, you can always jump in at any time. Give us a call, as the commercial said, my man Scotty said, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549031-POUND, hit *61. So give us a call. We'd love to hear and talk to you. If you never called before, don't be shy. Jump in, because I'm going to tell you, it's so important that we talk and have dialogue with each other, because what you think is very, very important. And what you think actually helps a lot of people. So, so important. And would love to hear from you. Definitely need to. Because it's really, really important to help us to get past and to get to where we need to go. We need to establish the deeds of our existence over the creed. Excuse me. We need to establish the creed. Oh, no, I had it right the first time. Messing up. We need to establish the deeds over the written creeds of everything. So, so important. So let's get back to this, and got a caller in queue. I'll come to that caller real quick, but I want to first finish this, so hold on 1 second, caller. Next we have coming from activistpost.com, proof it is rigged. Feds moved 93% of the entire stock market since 2008. Check out that article so I don't mess with that. Then my favorite video of the day comes from Brother Davis Team. It says, and this is the commentary, preparing for grocery shopping in the new millennium, aquaponics gardening. This is the future, more to come. Love this. With Team Davis, Brother Davis out in the aquaponics facility. Very, very important. And we're going to talk about that in a second here before we get into the show. Next one comes, very telling one. Hopefully we get to talk about this one. They tell you everything before they do it. This comes from the businessinsider.com. The future of bank branches is in trouble. Here's why. Tells you everything. They're going to go to a cashless society so that you will be the even more of a perfect slave for them, because it's not what you're giving to them now, because these people is not enough. It's never enough for these people. They have no understanding of love. They only love power. And they're gonna want you to give up even more of your harmonic existence and to give up your harmonic energy and your free will to them even more. They want you crawling on your stomach to them. They want everything that you do, the energy to be harvested for them. That's because they love power. They have no understanding of love at all. And at some point, at some time, the people must wake up to what's going on and refuse to participate in it, not by what they taught you how you're supposed to respond and refusing, but establish how you're going to be. So powerful thing. Sometimes someone asks me a question and I don't give them an answer because I don't owe you nothing. No, oh, just because you asked me a question for me to give you an answer. You have to be you have to have some form of relevance to me. I have to care about what you're asking for me to answer you. So important. So let's go to a caller that's in queue. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? And what's on your mind? Uh-oh. Hopefully we didn't lose him. Caller, you there?
Yeah, Brother Dave, this is Brother Davis. I'm calling from Pennsylvania, and I am excited, man.
What's going on?
Hey, man, you know what? I'm always trying to find a solution for a circumstance, and I'm going to tell you,
yeah.
I had talked a bit to you about, oh, maybe mm-hmm. 4 or 5 months ago in reference to aquaponics.
You sure did.
And today I had a chance to visit a aquaponics garden that is situated right here in my backyard that literally I didn't know that I was intricate in conveying the information at that particular time. But now it has really bloomed. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you have no idea of what your potential can be if you just apply a little bit of time, a little bit of a labor and a small investment. You could literally, I'm talking about literally, be able to feed your family and others in a small, minute area. And I'm going to tell you, Dave, first of all, as we walked through the farm, we literally harvested what we wanted to eat. We harvested greens. We harvested peppers. We harvested eggplant. I'm going to tell you, brother, I was overwhelmed with the magnitude of growth that this place has taken on. And what's interesting about it was mm-hmm. at the end of our trip, and I have pictures and everything. I'm going to eventually be able to put together a script. I'd like to do a show on this here, maybe in a week or two. But yeah, right now I'm just trying to coordinate everything. I'm going to start putting things on Tando Radio, Tando Radio site. But today I did put a short video on there of the fish that is used for their droppings in order to bring out the highest quality of food. For those of you,
yes,
for those of you who don't know, the fish droppings are literally food and nutrients for the plants.
Yes.
And everything
fertilizer.
Absolutely. And everything works in a system of balance. Even the insects, and I got some video of them, the insects are there, they play a role in this process. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, these stories that you have been told about us not being able to feed the world are blatant, and let me be very clear, lies. Absolutely, Dave. Absolutely. Right. Because there are so much that we could do with a little bit of knowledge and some fortitude. And I have to put fortitude in there, because one of the aspects that people don't realize is that we are under the programming of offsetting thought patterns. Offsetting thought patterns really is called what they call waking trauma. And waking mm-hmm. trauma is when you see something that's working against you, but you don't have the fortitude to do anything against it, knowing that in the long run, you're going to be victimized by it. And that is exactly what is happening right now in society, because we see a lot of things that are going on, even these elections, that we know that whoever is put in that office is going to represent a minute part of America. And the sad part about it is that minute part of America that they're representing are going to be the part that really doesn't show interest in the whole. And this is what we need. We need interest in the whole of America. And one aspect of what I was doing today was not only growing and grabbing as much intellectual knowledge as I possibly could, as well as video and pictures. I was also conversing with people from different stages of life, different cultures. And you will be surprised at how many people are on the same page but have done nothing because it's not on their doorstep. We don't mm-hmm. need this on our doorstep for us to act. We need to start acting now. And how do you do that? By conversing about the things that are of your interest with people in your neighborhoods, like-minded people. So literally, we are starting to follow the same process, reproduce the same process over and over and over and over. Because I'm going to tell you something. Like-minded people are going to set up those areas that they can find sanctuary in and be a support to each other. Those people who are not like-minded and being victimized by the programming are going to be out here in the street in a helter-skelter state. And believe me, the government is preparing for those, because when they call that curfew into play, and they will, because martial law requires there to be hours of operation as well as hours of no operation. When they call that in to be, anybody that's out after that, they are going to kill. Make no mistake, the object of this is the population. For those of you who have not really gathered all of the nuances of what they are trying to achieve here. But we, in these circumstances, are going to be able to get to the other side. Now, what is the other side? The other side is when people begin to wake up, they go through their revolutionary process and take back over their government and their world. And when I say the world, I mean, for those of you who don't know, Monsanto's just put a lock on hemp process in America. Yep. And the sad part about it is that you who take the time to come to Tando are the informed ones. And that may be 1% of 1%. But if you talk about what you get here at Tando Radio and you spread the word, you not only add to our audience base, but you tell people about the contribution that services like Black Talk Radio are doing for the community, and you let them know the way we're going to keep this here is to bring them resources so they can continue what they're doing on the front lines, because make no mistake, we are on the front lines. And listen, I'm going to let you go back to your show, but I'm bringing aquaponics farming in your living room. If you look at the video, you'll see where I'm just taking fish that is used to fertilize the garden out, and tonight I'm going to have a roast tilapia. Now, check this out. What's unique about this is from the time these fish were born to the time I pulled them out today, their lives were documented. The temperature they lived in, the food they ate, the water levels, the oxygen levels, all of this information was really laid on my lap and said, listen, these are the highest quality of tilapia that are on the market today, because guess what? They were not designed for the market. They were designed to sustain farming and consumption. So that means sustain humanity, period. We must wake up to the responsibilities that are before us, and we must engulf these technologies that are going to make us whole again. The reason why I say whole again is because we're already great. But we have areas in which we have our confidence level has been attacked. So that happens. What makes you stronger is challenges to the morality of your aspect of life. And that's what is happening. They are challenging us to do something different. So we must. So listen, I'm going to let the show get back to you, Dave, and I'm looking forward to Wednesday's show. Wednesday's show is definitely going to be focusing on meditation. Now, I'm a quick synopsis as to why. The quick synopsis as to why meditation is because we are not going to do what needs to be done through using the sources of the same people who oppress you. And the reason why you won't is because they have more of those sources. So we have to come back with them, at them, with a source that has been used before, but literally was so devastating to them, they destroyed millions upon millions of people to keep these secrets quiet. The only way we can expose that is going into a state of transmedia so that we can communicate with those who have the sources to our solution. And believe me, and I know a lot of people are saying, well, I can't do this and I can't do that. Well, it's just like riding a bike. Sure, you may have trouble learning, but once you learn, you can go anywhere. And believe me, some of you come from bloodlines, have specialties that you cannot imagine what you can do. And that's why we must open this door so that these things can be revealed and we can move on to taking back not only the world, but bringing the resources back to balance. You see, there's no limit to what is called the gifts of melanin. And we fail to realize the importance of that. But believe me, the great creator didn't choose us first because we were beautiful. He chose us first because we would be the most resilient and equipped for what is ahead. So prepare yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. The show is going to be popping. Listen, brother, I appreciate the time. And
Wait. Hold on, Brother Davis. There's a couple of things.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you. And I wanted to start off with this. Does everyone notice, hearing Brother Davis right now, one of the things that happens to you when you start farming and you start cultivating and nurturing life, it changes your overall everything about you. You can actually, it's been proven that if you are a gardener, your immune system is so much stronger because you relate to life differently. When you start to handle living things and start to care for living things, and you start to develop actual food out of the ground for your loved ones and everything else, your whole demeanor changes. Everything changes. Brother Davis has got a shot of complete energy that you hear it and see it. And I can tell from just, because I love the garden myself. You can tell a difference from a gardener, from a person that gardens, from a person that does something else that's a low frequency in life. You can tell. And it's so obvious. There's a different walk, a different talk, a different energy. And guess what? The energy of that individual repels all forms of low frequencies and death and destruction. Their immune system, you actually, when you start gardening, you actually feed your immune system to be much stronger. It's a proven fact. It's a proven fact. And you can see, and I could feel it with just with Brother Davis. But Brother Davis just said something that was so critical. Brother Davis, you came across a couple of people that you didn't know, but they realize what's going on in the world, and they realize what's coming about. They basically are going to go for the divide and conquer. They understand that we are all in a bad spot. And if Absolutely. We don't do things collectively together to continue on this road, we will never, ever break this cycle. There are Absolutely. Some people, I'm going to tell you, the real target of today is going to be some people that are completely surprised by what is all happening, because they thought that they've had a sense of entitlement. That was the setup. But some people are waking up, and we need to really have some real collective prudence in all forms of living life, and to garnish that so we can have an agenda that serves and is purposed by us. So, and I'm glad you said that, Brother Davis, because that is so, so true. And you know, from the things that we do in our spare time is really about preparing. This is Absolutely. The lifestyle that we live. And we run across people with that are doing those exact same things. And it's amazing when you can see the cooperation that usually you wouldn't see somewhere else. And so I'm glad that you brought that up, because that is so true. And I found that, and I just wanted to substantiate and validate that for you and for Sister Davis, Brother Davis. So, man, I love that video. If you look at Brother Davis, he's smiling from ear to ear during this whole process. And Brother Davis has been talking about hydroponics from the first time that I heard him on Warren Valentine's show. And that was, you know, years ago. And it's you know, this is definitely something that we all need to be engaging in. So, Brother Davis, looking forward to that. And I appreciate you so much. Give my regards to Sister Davis. And at any time, of course, jump in. So you had a great day today.
Absolutely. And you know what's interesting, Dave? You said something that's very unique. You said any time that you are doing something that raises the level of vibration. Well, we have to understand that's what we're here for, literally, because the system that has us under control is keeping you under control, because it's forcing you to stay in a mode in which your natural vibration level is low. So therefore, they're trying to make you think about what you cannot do, only because of the aspect that if you decide to, they don't have any control over you anyway.
Right.
So listen. Y'all, whoever's listening, please stay tuned to Tando Radio. We have a whole lot more in store. And the best part about it is that everybody that lives and breathes is entitled to it, because we are not our oppressors. Y'all be blessed.
All right, Brother Davis. Thank you so much. Much love. Give my regards to Sister Davis. Much love, much respect. And you know, Brother Davis is absolutely right. And that's why I'm glad that he's going to do the meditation, because meditation is one of the things that actually starts your overall journey towards being independent and sovereign. So, so important. So, so important. And it should be definitely, I appreciate. And it's something that you want to have, you know, actually exposed to you. A lot of you may have been exposed to it, but it's just, you know, it's much more effective when you can have someone like Brother Davis and Sister Davis, because doing that with you, because they're sincere in everything that they're doing. And this is so important, because this is how we start to emulate and cultivate that type of likeness among our, us all. Every person that you know and that you see has the capability to do and to be what the great creator God Almighty has entooled them, has given them the capabilities to do. And those are remarkably great things. You know, Brother Davis has just talked about they want you in this state because they are afraid of and they're threatened by what you can do. So they have to put into you where you say you can't do it. Because if you ever say you can't, you won't. If you ever say you will, you have already succeeded. Your free will is that pop and that powerful. So check out Brother Davis on Wednesday. He's going to be on meditation. I will definitely be doing it from a distance, and because I have to, you know, engage in that. There's different things that I'm going to tell you that's not one of my I meditate differently, but I definitely need to grow in that and looking for that opportunity. Oh, a big shout out. Vicki Collins, if you listen to Tando Radio Show, contact me because I need to talk to you also. Okay, so just want to thank you, Brother Davis and Sister Davis, for doing what you're doing. So let's go to next. We're going to go to what the show is going to be about today. Very, very important, in my opinion. And what I want to do is I want to talk about, oops, let me take this off. I want to talk about what's going on down in Cuba. Now, the article, let me get to it. The article from, it's been over this weekend, that the CEO of America is down in Cuba. And you would say, okay, so what's the significance of that? Well, let's check out what the significance of that is, in my opinion. Doesn't mean I'm right. Just means this is the opinion that I have. And I like to have that opinion because of history. And check out this article. I'm trying to pull this up real quick, and then we'll take a look at it and talk about it, because I think it's very, very significant. And it's very significant from the standpoint as to telling us where we are and where we're going. Because it's not a coincidence that all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, boop, Cuba just popped up with all of this, with everything. No, it was because of the global positioning that Cuba has. So let's check this out. This one comes from the New York Times article. And it says, Havana shouts of USA and Obama echo over the Stone Palace as President Obama and his family made their way around rain-slicking courtyards in Old Havana on Sunday evening. Savoring the adultery of the Cubans were welcoming him warmly despite a driving rain, and as he begins a historic history making visit. Welcome to Cuba. Welcome to Cubana. Oops, this moved on me. Let me get it back. We like you. One second. We like you. A man shouts, Mr. Obama entourage passed above a woman applause and hooted for her. From her iron rod balcony. Later, a motorcade, including the president's limousine adorned for the first time with a Cuban and American flags, sneered through the narrow streets where elated residents, with their clothing soaking from waiting in the rain. Cell phones and cheers for the first sitting American leader to set foot on Cuban soil in 88 years. The last president that was there was Calvin Coolidge. Or the last CEO of America was Calvin Coolidge. Do nothing, Calvin Coolidge. So Mr. Obama himself marveled aloud at the significance of his trip. It's a historical opportunity to engage directly with the Cuban people and to forge a new agreement and commercial deals. There were a bunch of CEOs on PayPal and a bunch of other people that went down with them, Airbnb and a bunch of other people that went down on this trip as part of this overall entourage. So let's go on to it. He told employees at the U.S. Embassy, first stop in the country, and build new ties between the two people. And for me to lay out my vision for the future that's brighter than our past. Noting that Calvin Coolidge, the last sitting president to visit the island's nations in 1928, had arrived on a battleship after a three-day journey, Mr. Obama remarked, "It only took me 3 hours." Significant, significant, significant. On a battleship. Now, Mr. Obama thanked the embassy personnel who had brought young children to the ceremony. By the time they were adults, he said, "Our hope is that they think it is natural that a U.S. president be visiting Cuba. And they think it's natural that the two people are working together." The Obamas then set off for a cobblestone streets of Old Havana, strolling to the salute of Carlos Manuel, and then to the Museum of the City of Havana, set in a lofty courtyard that featured a salute to, I don't even gonna say that, to that dude that so-called that they lied and said discovered the Americas. His initials are CC. I don't say that dude's name. So at the Cathedral of Santo Cristo of Havana, Mr. Obama met with the Cardinal James Ortega, who played a pivotal role in the secret talks that had led to an initial rapprochement in 2014. The Cardinal made a clandestine trip to the White House. Let me tell you something. Whenever you hear them talk about a clandestine trip, whenever you hear them using cardinals and using the Vatican and all of that, this is nothing more than the plays of the Jesuits. These people are the Jesuits are some of the most powerful organizations, governmental organizations on the planet, known as the Assassins. We talked about this with Brother Bragg on here before, and we're going to talk about it again soon. That was no coincidence that influence that the Vatican, and particularly the Black Pope and the Jesuits of that organization had throughout the world. And once again, you're seeing it play itself out. And you see it playing itself out for a very specific reason, in my opinion. And I'm going to give that in a minute. And it says, it's a permanent agreement between Obama and President Raul Castro. The sightseeing was a prelude to a meeting Mr. Obama is to have Monday with Cuba's counterpart, the first official meeting the two governments in more than a half century. All around the city Sunday, Mr. Obama could be heard before he arrived when a bartender on a hotel rooftop thought they saw his entourage when he landed as a group of Cubans stood under by the sea and in the homes across the city where the families watched and waved and smiled on Cuban television. It's totally satisfying my soul to be able to have lived to see this moment, a moment I never thought I would have ever seen, said Carmen Diaz, 70, watching Mr. Obama arrive from her daughter's living room. I feel this visit of an American president to Cuba is being done in the most elegant way possible. Still between the rain and the music, and the muscular security presence, throughout Havana, after the arrest of dozens of the dissidents Sunday morning, the arrival brought out little of the excitement and the pride, as many Cubans have expressed at having an American president, and better yet, this president in their midst. In Old Havana, many of the old streets were empty during Mr. Obama's tour. A few people tried to sneak a peek at the president, but were turned back more than a dozen blocks away. One shop owner near a poster showing President Castro and Obama together said before Mr. Obama landed that she had been told to close her shop during the walkthrough area. People looking through windows said it's fine I've been talking to all my friends about Obama. We're all just happy to see him coming. Move this down real quick. Ms. Obama has been a long time admired by Cubans, for the first as a candidate, then as a president, when he announced the restored relations with Cuba on December the 17th, 2014. He came to embody a Cuban moment that symbolized opportunity. That date is now recited often as a new national starting point, joining other historical dates, just like June 26, 1953, when President Castro's brother Fidel mounted an attack on a Montague barracks, initiating the revolution. The Cuban government has signaled that its leaders and people plan to treat the president with respect. They have been working to beautify Havana for weeks. Roads with more potholes than flat patches have been repaved. Buildings along the presidential roof have also been painted in attractive pastels, prompting Cubans to call the president Saint Obama. Oh man, it's a joke. Too bad Obama can't stay for a month or a year. So it goes on to say, let me see, move this down. The government, though, has made more clear to all Cubans with editorial and preventive detentions by others means that it will not tolerate public demonstrations or any other form of public dissidence against the government or the United States that urge for controls that have left some Cubans with nagging doubts about what this trip and the changes in the U.S. and Cuban relations really mean. Outside of the baseball stadium that Mr. Obama will visit on Tuesday, Juliet Garcia Gonzalez, 17, said she was glad that the president was visiting because he had given her generation hope and a rare commodity in the country that has long seemed stuck in place. She just wasn't sure it was enough. I want to travel. I want to leave, she said, tapping at her phone connection through a new Wi-Fi hotspot outside of the stadium. I want to come back when Cuba is better. So that's the article. Check it out yourself. But I want to give you my take on this whole thing and why this whole thing is important and what's going on here. Let me tell you, there is only interest in Cuba because of the global nuclear war that's going to happen. Plain and simple. And they want to sever because Cuba is actually in the backyard of the U.S. The U.S. didn't care about Cuba for years. And it didn't matter what the CEO of this country was. They only have an interest in Cuba now because of the overall positioning for the global war that's going to happen. They don't want Russia as close as Cuba is to the U.S. during this war cycle, but it's already done. It's already done. And but see, that is what the play is on this. And its significance as it's telling you as to where things are going. And this is all the setup. And it's going to bring out the perfect story writing of the relationship and everything else, but you're going to see what it's really all about. It's all about governance controlling people. It's mighty funny that the U.S. wants to actually protest or to sanction or embargo Cuba for their human rights, which if, of course is true, but you are the biggest colonizer in the whole world that the world has known in our modern time. But you have a nerve to call the kettle black, or excuse me, call the toilet white. It's insane. But see, why this is done is because these governments are in one big cahoots together. They only give press conferences saying what's politically correct, but behind scenes, they're doing what's morally wrong against the people, because nothing has changed and nothing will change until the people change it. Until the people withdraw. The entourage, I'm calling them Saint Obama. Do you really realize what's really going on globally throughout the world? They want you to worship man as your God. And they will trick you to get you to do it in so many different ways. How they do it is they take your overall, the trends and the practices that are custom to your geographical area or your geographical country, because if you really look at it, there is no such thing as any countries. That has only been designed by man, and they brought in language to confuse everybody. So you can't talk. When you can't talk to someone, you can't relate to someone. You can't express what you really feel and what you really mean, especially when everyone has gone to their obedience schools, especially their institutions of lower learning, but they call it higher learning, that are all charted by the Vatican themselves, the Jesuits themselves. Every college in the world is charted by the Jesuits. Why? Because they want the same teachings everywhere for people to be beholden to the system that they rule by. And they try to separate us in so many different ways. And they divide us by everything, because we allow everything to divide us. Let me ask you something. A woman from Russia, and I say Russia for this reason, or a woman from Iran, can she love a man from America? Yes. Physically possible. Can their love develop into a relationship where they are fruitful and start to bring forth offspring? Yes, physically possible. But what prevents that natural process to happen? The lies and the deceits between the lines with man. And they create dividing differences that they continue to build on through deception. This is done throughout history, throughout the world, and it's known as the practice of governance by rule. These rules are not natural universal rules. These rules are only established by individuals that are looking to control people. They talked about Calvin Coolidge 88 years ago came on a battleship, and the CEO now said it only took me 3 days. But guess what? He was still on the same battleship that Coolidge was on. It just has wings now. It's still a country that wages with an iron fist. It's no different. They just painted it something a little different. They give it a little different color. But on board of that battleship that's flying is the controlling factors to wage war against humanity, because they don't go to war against each other. They go to war against you. It's no different here. This trip is symbolic for the reasons that war is coming. And they're getting everything prepared so that they can present to you the perfect war play, so that you will, and I'm talking about the theatrical arrangement of a play of war, so that we will all sit in an audience and believe what it is that we're seeing with our lying eyes and give our energy to it and uphold it, instead of not paying the ticket price for the seat of deceit. Not paying the ticket price for the seat that they will give us in deceit. Instead of saying, no, I don't care to participate. I care to live. And let live. And I care to live freely. I have nothing against a man or a woman halfway across the world that I've never even seen, I've never even talked to, but you want me to come in to kill for you? How foolish are we? How weak are we when we participate in those things? Yes, they tricked us and deceived us, but at some point, at some time, as we start to get older, this is why they always try to choose young people, because they're impressionable and they're easy to manipulate, instead of having people that have been seasoned in life, and they start to ask questions. Because one thing about someone that's been around the block a couple of times, they're going to ask questions the next time around the block. For those that are pushing them around the block, they're going to ask the question of why. Explain to me why this is so important. Explain to me why this is the push. And there is a push as we speak right now. And it's slowly trying to get everybody into war. And this is how they do it. They slowly and methodically institutionalize the acceptance of war. They slowly institutionalize the thought process that there is overpopulation. Think, why would anyone tell you that there is overpopulation? Because they want to kill you. And they want you to sanction that killing. Overpopulation. If you do the real study and the resource research in this planet, the whole world's population can fit on Madagascar and still have enough room to live comfortably. Madagascar. But we buy every lie that they sell. There's no such thing as overpopulation. There is no such thing as famines. Famines are created as the wolf of deception and deceit and depravity, and to deprive people, and the plight. It's the master of plight. Famine. They're controlled by famine. As Brother David said, so because of the resources. Resources is the key to enslaving every human being. It was major resources that started slavery, and the only thing that can end slavery is major resources. Because when you have resources, you have no need to follow someone else's schedule for your life. And this thing with Cuba is a play. All the world is a stage. They're going to put on a play, and they're going to come up with a reason why the U.S. needs to go into war against the world. And this whole theatrical play that they're putting together is going to deceive you, is meant to deceive you even further. There is no real significance of this other than it being an entourage arrival and ceremonial from the standpoint of control. If the world governors really cared about people throughout the world, they wouldn't have treaties, acts, trading with the enemy act. That was what started the sanctions against Cuba. The embargo that was signed into executive order by Kennedy. And they used the Trading with the Enemy Act to establish that. See, because they have plans for 100 years in advance, 200 years in advance. This Trading with the Enemy Act that they hold us, that they used as the executive order to sign for everybody to see, yeah, well, we're not friends with Cuba anymore. What in the world? What? Somebody's going to tell you who your friend is now, who isn't your friend? God, we give a lot of energy to these people. We sure do listen when master talk. And that master is government. It always has been. And it's always been those that develop policies and procedures for you to live by, but they never show you who they are, because it's the Wizard of Oz effect. At some point in some time, somebody is going to have to go see the wizard. But see, I don't even think it's necessary for you to go see the wizard. The most important thing is to follow the yellow brick road back to the resources that you start to establish for yourself and walk away from the wizard. Go ask them for what? So important that we let our Pharaoh and let the wizard go. Because I'm going to tell you, if we don't, this depopulation program is going to work, and it's going to work by radiation. It's going to work by genetically modified foods. It's going to work by vaccination. It's going to work by divide and conquer. It's going to work by enslavement. It's going to work by giving you rights, then taking them away, and it's going to work by war. And it's going to continue to work as long as we allow it ourselves to be receptive to the overall workings of the deception, the deceiver, the destroyer. But see, one of the things that we really need to look at is that the destroyer and the deceiver is us. Because in order for you to buy something, you have to be in the market for it. And that's one of the things that we never really talk about. We like to blame other people for things that are going on in our lives. When we're in the market for it, we present ourselves to be susceptible to what the market is selling. And if we really look at what's going on globally and the adverse effects of them all, it's because we're in the market for that. Yes, we've been deceived and taught to actually want those things, but it takes your an action of your energy to do it. No man can make you do anything. One of the things when I was growing up, a teacher told me, Mr. Eldridge said to me, David, you can do whatever it is that you want in life, but there's consequences for your action. And as long as you're willing to pay the consequences of your actions, then there isn't anything that you won't be able to accomplish. And you can, even if you're willing to accept the consequences of being free. That's very true. Doesn't matter what someone else plans for you. It really matters what you're willing to accept. It always has been and it always will be. And this is why we talk about these things here on Tando, because we need to redirect. We need to have a different consciousness than the one that has created the chaos. You know, it's important that we start to care about things outside of what our overall involvement of them in them are. We gotta start caring about what's happening. We gotta start caring for individuals. We gotta start caring for people, even people we don't know. Why? Because we've been taught in the school of obedience to stay in this lane. This is how you think. This is your team. This is what you guys like. This is what you guys eat. This is what you guys care about. This is your voice. This is what matters to you. These are the trends that you are going to defend. This is what you think is right. This is what you think is the wrong. But more importantly, this is the one that catches you, and this is the one that destroys us the most. This is what you are to believe. Because believing is a position of disadvantage to knowing. Because once you know something, it's no longer do you need to believe anymore. Believing is a magic trick being displayed and held in front of you that you think is real, that we think is real. The great creator didn't create us to believe. The great creator created us to live from a standpoint of creating, because when you create, you have to know. You have to know the science. You have to know the formula. You have to know the calculation. You have to know the geometry. You have to know the equation. You have to know the reactions. You have to know, you have to know, you have to know, you have to know. There isn't any room for believing. It's only room for growing to know, to learning. Because when you learn the proper things, then you probably will know the fundamental things that are true. But you think about it. How often are we bombarded with believing? This is puts us in a very, very peculiar, a very acute position of disadvantage. Because what we do is we actually hamstring ourselves from our own potential. Think about what our self-esteem has been totally destroyed from the very start. And it's been taught that we are supposed to be self-esteem destroyers. Think about how we grew up and some of the things that we did that were wrong towards other people. We were actually taught those things and we took pleasant and we thought those things were right. And we actually we took real pleasure in doing some of those things to other people, of destroying their overall self-esteem. Instead of building people up, we like to tear them down. We've been taught to be so destructive in all things, instead of being creators. Instead of building, we dismantle. We dismantle all of the wrong things. What do we always dismantle? We dismantle the sustainability of the ecosystem that the great creator God Almighty had created not only for us, but we think that it was all created for us so that we would have, that we are the pinnacle of the creation. No. You're one of the great things in the whole collective community of life. But see, what man does is man has to have a hierarchy, a chain of command. Why? Because man loves war and destruction. And I don't know, I think Brother Davis, did you want to chime in on?
Yes, I did, brother. I wanted to add that when we believe, we submit our will without proof. And we have an expectation of something that we really have no source of saying whether this is why or that is why. Now, what makes that unique? Because all it requires is your acceptance. Now, it's okay for you to accept someone's opinion. It's okay for you to accept something from someone. But should you really live your life based on accepting an ideology you cannot explain? But many of us do. The sad part about it is they misunderstand the power of their will. You see, your will operates in a dual aspect. What is the dual aspect? The dual aspect is right and wrong. And see, one way they want you to believe that if you operate in the aspect of right, that you would be rewarded. And if you operate in the aspect of wrong, that you would be condemned. But the sad part about it is it all comes down to your belief system. And really, all of this stuff that you've been told about death, life, and one's ability to achieve has been based on how you accept the belief system. So if you believe that you cannot achieve, you won't. It works for the system. It's a form of control. Now you have to evert that to every area of your life in which you believe in something that you cannot prove. I'll go into detail later on when we get into the power of meditation. And that one of the reasons why these two play a role is because a lot of people fail to realize when you're in sleep, you have no will. Your will can't operate when you sleep. But when you meditate, your will is still in control. So there's a lot of things that we can go, areas we can go into. Just remember this, that your will is yours. If you give it to someone else, you give them that ability that comes with will and the responsibility of making decisions that you should be making based on your process and not someone else's. Okay, I'll sit back in the room, in the back room again, Dave.
Man, great points, Brother Davis. And I totally agree, and I appreciate, and it's really, we are at a great time. We are in a great moment. Now I like to use time, because time is one of those man-created things. It's you know, great creator God Almighty doesn't have a watch that was put on your wrist. You're an eternal being. We are all eternal beings. And because if not, then the great creator is not as great as we think. And there is the proof that we see that substantiate and validates that is all the Wizard of Oz and smoke and mirrors, and it's just somebody up there that's just, you know, keeping the lights on and changing the bulbs, and everything that we have is just a pure theatrical performance. But we know that that's not the truth, because the existence of everything is right before us. But you know what is so funny is that even in our so-called infinite wisdom, and even in our practices, the overall universe doesn't move, because we choose to move in the way that we do. We create energy from what we do, and that energy lives. Anything you give energy to comes to life, and that energy lives. But guess what? It doesn't change the universe. The universe is filled with all types of energy, because it's one in which the free will is happening everywhere. And the most important thing is that we unlock our universe that's within us, so that we can align ourselves with those things that are more beneficial to us individually and then collectively. Then we can start to share. And it's so powerful to have an open hand instead of closed fists. And it's so powerful to be able to remove all of the low frequencies of selfishness, of control, of manipulation, and to open yourself up to be an individual that is willing to share. But see, I'm going to tell you, in this world, a lot of people are taught to take advantage of individuals that want to share, because there's a lot of takers, there's not a lot of givers. And that is something, the climate in which a lot of energy has been given to. But I'm going to say, don't give in to that, because that energy that you see there is the energy of this physical realm that you happen to in this, that you're in now. Don't let that define you as a person. Don't let that define you as a person. Engage with those that you know that your energy won't be wasted in. Care for everyone, but be careful where you plant everything. Love all, but be in love with those that in that energy that deserves that nurturing. Love all, but be, it's different to love and to be in love. Much, much different. And actually nurture those relationships. Very, very important. So before we get out of here, oh man, time flies. Before we get out of here, I want to, but that was what I thought on the Cuban situation. It's once again, it's the perpetual 500-year cycle playing itself out to a T. And at some point, we need to look at the past that our ancestors had to go through, because our ancestors were so great because guess what? They did something different than us. And that energy from what they did is still resonates and is still here. It's just waiting for us to attract it. Our ancestors had real culture because they decided in so many ways to live off the ecosystem that the great creator God Almighty had established. And that was powerful because when you do those things, you are stronger physically, you're stronger mentally, spiritually, and you're able to do much more as a spirit. And you could see that even in the control manipulation of man. When so-called countries terms comes up to where they're the beacon of freedom, they do so many great things. Even though that beacon of freedom is very chained and very and controlled, and it's a sterile environment, it is not them being completely free. Imagine when people are completely free and able to wage their free will from that. There is no reason to steal. There is no reason to hate, to destroy. There's no reason to be late. You're always on time. There's no reason to be slothful, because you enjoy the work that you need to do. You enjoy the work that you are doing because it's a token of a gift, of a measurement of your adoration, your love, your commitment to something. It's not a task or a chore. It's a fulfillment of you as a person. And there's great joy in your performing it. And then you perform it well. Even in this controlled environment, when they transfer the overall beacons of freedom to different parts of the world, and right now is going to be taken from what you have been taught as the United States of America on paper by someone drawing some lines on a mat and say, you live here. You know how you go to the mall and it says, you are here. The exact same thing that they did for you in life. And guess what? You believe that you were there. But when they take these beacons of freedom and they say, this is the great empire right now, then they switch it around. Well, that's being switched from the U.S. and is going to another part of the world. In my opinion, is going to the East, is going to China. That's going to be the new beacon of freedom in Russia, the Asiatic nations. It's going to be the Eurasian nations. They're going to be the beacon of freedom. And their people are going to do so well, prosper in this false economy and everything else, because the rest of the world is going to be looking at the ones, the empire that has fallen. They do this throughout history so that they can maintain their overall control. The new empire to fall is the one in which so many of us thought never could. And those that think that it never could happen always stand in line because they weren't prepared for when it did happen. So, listen, everyone, we're getting ready to get out of here. Hey, we've started our trading with iMarketsLiveInternational.com. If you're interested in that, learning the Forex market so that you can get another stream of cash inflow into your house so that you can make that transfer to acquire some of the resources that you are going to need to position yourself in the new economy that's coming, you can definitely reach out to us. Go to iMarketsLiveInternational.com. And sign up there, or you can text or email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com, or you can text me at 951-790-8330. There are some good things that are doing. The team that we're in, they actually have some financing for individuals, and there are some opportunities that are there that are good, really good ones. More than I'm learning about it, some great opportunities to get actual more people in your overall group, you as a person. When you start, there's actually leads that you can actually purchase and have another company actually follow up on those leads. So your closing rate, where you will start to have more people in your group while you continue to do the business that you need to do. You're working and learning how to learn the Forex market principles. And then while you are also attracting other people to this because of the benefits of it, and boom, it's a win-win for it all. There's some great things. So definitely, if you're interested in that, you can contact me or go to imarketsliveinternational.com, or you can contact me. Also, we're still doing the precious metals in the preparedness training for $25 a month. You can also contact me through wolf6pack1@gmail.com, or you can text me at 951-790-8330. Just want to thank you all for listening today. I won't be on tomorrow or the rest of this week. I will definitely be listening for the meditation on Wednesday, going to enjoy some time with the family. Looking forward to it. But I just want to say much love and much respect to you all. And before you ask for a blessing, to be a blessing. And never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. We'll talk to you soon. Much love, much respect, and much respect. Good night.
You know tenderness comes from pain. It's amazing how you love. Love is kind.